Hello and welcome to the recording for today, Sunday the 27th of December. This is the last Sunday in December, which is amazing. Surprising how quickly this year has gone in spite of everything we're going through with lockdown. So I hope this finds you well. This recording is for children in Ignite class, which is from reception to year six. And we're still talking about the parables that we find in the Bible. But before we get into that, I'm just going to try and get you to guess this animal. So for 5 points, I can tell you that this is an animal of which there are 300 breeds of this animal. I know that doesn't really help very much, does it? Okay, for 4 points, it's a farm animal. Hopefully that narrows it down a little bit. For 3 points, this animal, we have talked about this animal in one of the parables we have looked at before. Okay. And for 2 points, this animal is very clean and will not eat hay that people have walked on, which is very interesting. And for 1 point, this animal bleats when it makes a noise, and its babies are called kid. Right, have you guessed what animal I am talking about? If you guessed a goat, then you are correct. If you remember, we talked about the parables of the sheep and the goat, and the goats, one of the parables that Jesus taught. Okay, so today's parable that we're looking at is found in the book of Luke, chapter 16 and verse 19, starting from verse 19. So I'm just going to read the parable quickly. It won't take that long. So a little bit, it's quite short. So this is the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Which is quite an interesting parable. There's a lot to think about here. And from verse 19 it says, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, who was covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire.' But Abraham replied, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.' He answered, 'Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' 'No, Father Abraham,' he said, 'but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead.'" Right, okay, this answers quite a few questions that we might have about heaven and hell. And as Christians, it's something that we need to think about and we need to know, but it's something that we should not be frightened about. Because when we choose to be Christians and we choose to have Jesus living in our heart, then we're taking the first step towards going to heaven. when we make right choices and we say sorry when we make mistakes, those are the things that will get us into heaven. And Jesus here was talking to the Pharisees, who were very wealthy people. They dressed in great clothes, and they thought that having a great position in society was very important. And they thought being wealthy meant that you had the power to do whatever you wanted to do, that you deserved respect and admiration from other people. They loved to be noticed wherever they were and to be treated as being very important, especially in the synagogue. They would have special seats set aside for themselves that nobody else was allowed to sit on. And if they went to feasts, they would expect to get the best tables and all of this. They liked to be greeted in the streets and for people to call them rabbi and for everyone to know that they were Pharisees. So Jesus is trying to show people that money is not the thing that is going to get you into heaven. Because if we look at Lazarus, who is the one who ends up going to heaven, he is poor, he's not in very good health, he's so weak, he's not able to stop the dogs licking his sores. But he has a good heart, and he was a righteous man. And that is why he ended up in heaven. So it wasn't anything to do with his money at all. The rich man, on the other hand, we don't even know his name, which shows that Jesus doesn't really take him as being very important. So we don't even know his name. We don't know a lot about how he got his money. But one thing that we do know is that he wore very expensive clothes. He wore fine linen, which would have taken a lot of money to make. And he wore things that were dyed purple. Purple was a precious color and very expensive dye, and only people that had the approval of royalties were allowed to wear purple. So it wasn't everybody who was allowed to wear purple. We know that the rich man, he didn't do anything to hurt Lazarus, but he didn't show Lazarus any compassion. He didn't feel sorry for Lazarus. He didn't try to help Lazarus. Lazarus would be at his gate and he would just drive in and out of his house without even, you know, doing anything to help Lazarus. And all Lazarus was trying to get was a few crumbs of food to eat from the rich man's table. So the rich man doesn't stop Lazarus from eating the crumbs off of his table. But his sin and the thing that he did wrong was that he thought of himself only, and he thought of only providing for himself. He didn't look around to see who else might need help around him. So when we look at heaven and hell, we have to know that heaven and hell are real. Sometimes people are not very comfortable talking about what happens to people after they die. They like to think that there's heaven because it's a nice place, but they don't like talking about hell. But this is something that as you grow up, you really do need to bring into your vocabulary, not so that it'll scare you, but just so that you are aware of what the Bible says. Because the Bible tells us that every person that is born will end up either in heaven or in hell. And it's the things that we do now that will show where we are to go. But it's not anything that we should be afraid of because we put our trust in Jesus. And if we look at what the rich man was asking for when he was talking to Father Abraham, first of all, he asked that can he dip his finger in to make him more comfortable, to stop him being tormented so much. And he said, can he just put his finger in a bit of water to cool his tongue? Because he was in agony from the fire in hell. So we know that he wasn't asking to be removed from hell, because he understood that once you're in hell, that's where you're going to stay. But what he was asking for is some relief, because he knew there was no escape. And then he asks for someone to go and talk to his brothers, to tell his brothers that if Lazarus, who was now dead, would rise from the dead and go and talk to his brothers, surely his brothers would believe Lazarus, even if they wouldn't believe the prophets and they wouldn't believe Moses and the other teachings that are in the that were being taught in the synagogue. But the answer really makes it clear that it's not possible to move from heaven to hell. Once you're in one place, that's where you're going to stay. So we want to be very careful to make sure we end up in heaven, because there will not be any movement between the two. And another thing it shows us is that, the funny thing is that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and people were not believing Jesus, even though he rose from the dead. So it just goes to show that, you know, people who do not believe the Bible aren't going to believe the Bible. There's very little we can do for them except to pray for them that God touches their heart. Because if they would, you know, he's saying that they will believe Lazarus because he rose from the dead. But when Jesus Christ had risen from the dead, people still did not believe him. So it would be really difficult to know what exactly they would believe. And we can see from this story that material riches are not evidence of God's love and blessing. Just because you've got stuff, or you have a big house, or you have many cars, or at Christmas you get lots of presents, it doesn't mean that God is blessing you. And neither does being poor mean that God is cursing you. So even though Lazarus didn't have a lot of things, God still loved him, and God still saw his heart, and he saw that Lazarus was a good man, which is how Lazarus ended up in heaven. Sometimes being rich can actually cause you to feel that you don't need God, and it'll cause you to be separated from God, because you have so many things, and you know, you might think that you don't have anything to pray about. But if we look at a lot of the people in the Bible that God tells us about, people like Joseph, people like Abraham, all of those people had a lot of money. David, Solomon, they were very, very wealthy. But they still relied on God, and they still knew that they needed God in their lives. So having a lot of money is not the problem. It's what your intentions are and what you do with that money. So there are some things that have eternal value, that they mean something, they are important to us now, and they will always be important even in the time that we die. And I'm only going to mention a few of them, but how we treat other people really comes out in the story. How the rich man treated Lazarus really makes a difference as to where he ends up. And the motives of their heart is the second thing. Why they were doing the things they were doing. It's important for us to not just do good things, but to do them for the right reasons. And we need to take opportunities to be a blessing to other people. If you get a chance to help somebody, or if you get a chance to say something nice to people, make sure you take that opportunity and don't miss out. Because heaven is real, and that's where we should be focusing on making sure we go to. Because hell is real as well. But we need to make sure that we trust in God and we do what he asks us to do, so that we will end up in the right place. I hope that has been interesting, and I hope you've enjoyed looking at this. Take care, and I will speak to you in the new year. We don't have a lot more parables left. And if there's something specific you would like me to be teaching on, then do send me an email at youth@sbc-church.org.uk. Take care and God bless you. Bye.